This is the Music History Today podcast for March 18th. On today's show, a stampede kills four people at a boy band appearance and a tractor-trailer accident inspires a song. First up, though, on this date in 1911, the song Alexander's Ragtime Band was published. In 1965, the tractor-trailer incident that inspired Harry Chapin's song 30,000 Pounds of Bananas happened in Scranton, Pennsylvania. In 1967, Steve Winwood decided to form the band Traffic. In 1976, the David Bowie movie The Man Who Fell to Earth premiered. In 1978, the California Jam 2 concert took place in California. In 1982, Teddy Pendergrass was involved in a car accident which left him partially paralyzed. In 1994, Darryl Jones became the bassist for the Rolling Stones, replacing Bill Wyman. In 1994, same day, Courtney Love called the police concerning Kurt Cobain being suicidal. In 1996, the Sex Pistols, minus Sid Vicious, of course, announced that they were doing a reunion tour that year. And in the coming decades, they also did two more reunion tours. In 2001, four girls were crushed to death during a stampede at the boy band A1's appearance at a shopping mall in Indonesia. In 2019, the group Everglow formed. In 2020, actress Gal Gadot released a celebrity version of John Lennon's song Imagine on social media while COVID lockdowns were beginning to take effect. Let's just say that some people didn't like it for whatever reasons. And in 2023, Morgan Wallen broke the record for the most songs on the Billboard Singles Chart in the same week when all 36 songs of his double album, One Thing at a Time, debuted on the chart, with his song Last Night claiming the number one spot. In classical music, in 1870, the Antonio Carlos Gomez opera Il Guarani opened in Italy, becoming the first successful Brazilian opera to become successful outside of Brazil. In 1902, opera tenor Enrico Caruso became the first superstar singer to record a song. In 1902, same day, Arnold Schoenberg premiered his piece Transfigured Night. In 1904, Edward Elgar's piece In the South premiered. And in 1929, Dmitri Shostakovich premiered his piece The New Babylon. In theater, in 1950, the Broadway show Touch and Go closed. In 1963, the Broadway show Tovarich opened. In 1965, the Broadway show Do I Hear a Waltz opened. And in 1983, the Broadway show Seesaw opened. In award ceremonies that were held on March 18th, in 1960, France won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1961, Luxembourg won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1962, France won the Eurovision Song Contest again. In 1992, Donna Summer received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1994, Lloyd Price had a street named after him in Kenner, Louisiana. And in 2002, the Ramones, Isaac Hayes, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and the Talking Heads were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on March 18th include, in 1958, when Gene Vincent released Gene Vincent Rocks and the Blue Caps Roll. In 1967, Peter, Paul, and Mary released album 1700. In 1976, Donna Summer released a Love Trilogy. In 1977, Iggy Pop released The Idiot. In 1978, Big Star released Third Sister Lovers. In 1980, Grace Slick released Dreams. In 1991, Ike and Tina Turner released Proud Mary, The Best of Ike and Tina Turner. In 1995, Peter Gabriel released the soundtrack to the movie Birdie. In 1996, Gary Numan and Tubeway Army released the premiere hits. In 1996, same day, the Beatles released their anthology Number 2 collection. In 1997, Aerosmith released 9 Lives, and Ben Folds 5 released Whatever and Ever Amen. In 2003, the Allman Brothers Band released Hittin' the Note and the Buzzcocks released their self-titled album. In 2013, the Sparks released Two Hands, One Mouth live in Europe. In 2016, Iggy Pop released Pop Pop Depression and Gwen Stefani released This Is What the Truth Feels Like. Singles that were released in the UK on March 18th include, in 1966, when Crispian St. Peters released The Pied Piper. and the Spencer Davis Group released Somebody Help Me. In 1977, The Clash released White Riot. And in 1985, Harold Faltermeyer released Axel F., the theme from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. And Tears for Fears released Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Meanwhile, in America in 1963, The Temptations released I Wanna Love I Can See. In 1965, The Temptations were at it again, this time releasing It's Growing. In 1967, The Monkees did a twofer. They released The Girl I Knew Somewhere and A Little Bit You, A Little Bit Me. Also on that same day, The Who released Happy Jack. And in 1977, The Kinks released Sleepwalker. In 1986, Whitney Houston released The Greatest Love of All. In 2011, Pitbull with Neo, Nair, and Afrojack released Give Me Everything. And in 2018, Migos released Walk It, Talk It. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 18th include All Hail the Queen, rapper and actress Queen Latifah, also Stuart Zender of Jamiroquai, country music artist and Hall of Famer Charlie Pride, Adam Levine of Maroon 5, rapper Tink, singer LP, rapper Lil Papa, singer Marvin Humes, Devin Lima of LFO, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains, singer Irene Cara, Jeff Labar of Cinderella, singer Vanessa Williams, the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Mr. Wilson Pickett, John Hartman of the Doobie Brothers, songwriter Dennis Lind, composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Jamie West Oram of The Fix, Melvin Gentry of Midnight Star, drummer Barry Wilson of Procol Harum, singer Kenny Lynch, Mike Wildhelm of The Charlatans, Eric Wolfson of The Alan Parsons Project, Bobby Whitlock of Derek and the Dominoes, guitarist Bill Frisell, Bernie Torme of Gillon, Grant Hart of Husker Du, producer Tobias Dre, singer Jackie Butler, and singer Leaky Lee. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 18th include composer John Randall in 1799 at the age of 82. Composer Johann Schultheis passed away in 1816 at the age of 67. Composer Johann Walder passed away in 1817 at the age of 67. Cellist Jean-Baptiste Breval passed away in 1823 at the age of 69. Composer Ferdinand Laub passed away in 1875 at the age of 43. Composer William Monk passed away in 1889 at the age of 66. Composer Willem Koenen passed away in 1918 at the age of 80. Organist Frederick Bridge passed away in 1924 at the age of 79. Composer Cyril Rutham passed away in 1938 at the age of 62. Entertainer Jimmy Blaine passed away from heart issues in 1967 at the age of 42. Composer Manuel Carrillo passed away in 1968 at the age of 85. Pianist Jimmy Carroll passed away in 1972 at the age of 58. Opera singer Lauritz Melchior passed away in 1973 at the age of 82. Composer Robert DeRouce passed away in 1976 at the age of 69. Lyricist Paul Webster passed away in 1984 at the age of 76. The orchestra leader for the Kate Smith Evening Hour TV show, Mr. Jack Miller, passed away in 1985 at the age of 89. Singer Charles Drain passed away in 1995 at the age of 65. Composer Heinrich Sudermeister passed away in 1995 at the age of 84. Singer-songwriter John Phillips of the group The Mamas and the Papas passed away in 2001 at the age of 65. Opera singer Gusta Winberg passed away in 2002 at the age of 58. Musician Dan Gibson passed away in 2006 at the age of 83. Composer Alec Whitten passed away in 2007 at the age of 85. Bassist Jet Harris of the group The Drifters passed away in 2011 at the age of 71. Composer Jalal Zulfanen passed away in 2012 at the age of 74. Drummer and actor Joe Lalla passed away from complications from lung cancer in 2014 at the age of 66. The father of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Chuck Berry passed away in 2017 at the age of 90. Concert photographer Don Hunstein passed away in 2017 at the age of 88. And Tejano saxophonist Fito Olivares passed away in 2023 at the age of 75. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 19th when, in 1982, guitar great Randy Rhoads was killed in a plane crash at the age of 25.